The President of the European Commission called for a Marshall Plan for Europe to tackle the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. Ursula von der Leyen made the call during a debate in the European Parliament on the coronavirus crisis. She told the scattering of MEPs present in the Brussels chamber that Europe has never had an economic shutdown like the current one. And she said unprecedented measures would be needed to ensure European economies would be ready to bounce back as soon as possible.
We need a Marshall Plan for Europe's recovery, and it needs to be put in place immediately. There's only one instrument we have, and that is the European budget. The European budget will be the mothership of our recovery.
The high-profile MEP Guy Verhofstadt demanded to know more about Ms. von der Leyen's Marshall Plan, saying the Commission has been talking about it for weeks.
What is the European Commission waiting for? Why she cannot come forward with this trillion-sized European reconstruction and recovery plan? What she's waiting for? Is she waiting for the European Council? The European Council is playing ping pong. In February, in Eurogroup, they could not agree on that plan.
The MEPs want more coordinated European action to protect EU citizens and economies from the fallout of the COVID-19 crisis. The Ireland South MEP, Billy Kelleher, says EU countries aren't showing enough solidarity in coming up with proper economic rescue measures to help member states deal with the economic fallout.
For example, last week the Eurogroup met. It was not a very pretty sight to see countries not showing solidarity with each other, particularly in the context of what we need with regard to a Marshall Plan for the economic recovery of Europe. Bearing in mind some countries' economies have really contracted in the last number of months, and we are in a deep recession in the European Union. We will need a stimulus package. We will need to be creative and imaginative. We'll have to work together. And certainly the issue around recovery bonds, corona bonds, we do have to put something in place that will allow countries to access capital to invest in the real economy. Because no doubt, if we don't, we will be in a long-term recession for many, many years.
The Independence for Change MEP, Claire Daly, blamed what she called the relentless pursuit of neoliberal capitalism for hampering the EU's ability to deal with the COVID-19 crisis and for causing damage.
Stripping our health service, leaving our workers exposed without sufficient protective gear, undermining and preventing the European Centre for Disease Prevention from doing its work and so on. All of these have caused the damage. So to respond to that crisis with a temporary suspension of some of those rules, but ultimately more of the same, is frankly not going to cut it. It is pathetic. It is the opposite of solidarity. An insufficient fund of 500 billion with strict conditions where it's clear that ordinary people are going to be fit with the bill later is not going to wash. Actually, it will be the end of the European Union.
Very few MEPs were able to attend the Parliament session in Brussels because of the severe travel restrictions. And that's causing concern. The Fine Gael MEP and First Vice President of the Parliament, Mairead McGuinness, is worried. She's afraid European and national parliamentary democracy is in danger of being undermined with politicians forced to work remotely. The Midlands Northwest MEP says the Parliament's rules mean only those able to attend the session can air their views during it.
Well, I think it's far from ideal, but it has to be this way because of the COVID-19 virus. And it is extraordinary how our lives and our work lives have been completely transformed because of this virus. When it comes to parliaments and democracy, I mean, there is an impact here because the reason we have parliaments is for people to debate in situ and be physically present. Now, we know we can't do that today, and we may not be able to do that for some time. But the longer this goes on, I think the more difficult it is to sustain that connection with people, to have a platform, a place where we can air our views and indeed hold Commission and Council to account.
During her address to the Parliament, Ursula von der Leyen said the COVID-19 crisis will probably redefine European politics and possibly globalisation itself. She said Europe will need to stick together through thick and thin, and she acknowledged all those who are helping out right now.
I pay tribute to all of them, to the delivery drivers and the food suppliers, the shopkeepers, the factory packers, and the balcony clappers. Above all else, I thank and I pay tribute to our heroes, the medics, the nurses, the care workers.